You're listening to The Good Pod Guide. Today, I, your host, Lauren Windle, am joined by my bezzy and fellow journalist, Nat Barker, who over the next few minutes is about to try and outshine me so he can stage a coup and take over the podcast. Nice try, Nat. I have got a text message thanking me for something in my book.
It's nice. Lauren, you've written a book. How good of you to mention.
It's so weird. I really haven't actually mentioned that it's available, you know, on Amazon or Waterstones, J.B. Smith, Foyles, Eden, and various other.
Oh, no, you just did. You just did mention that.
Did I mention that?
Yeah, you just did just then.
Yeah. I remember when I left The Sun, right? They all write like this hilarious, like goodbye front page for you. As you go out. And in my description, it was like Lauren Windle, comma 29 or however old I was then, whose hobbies include playing the piano and reminding everyone she used to live in Paris.
That's like, a bit bloody mean, isn't it?
The shade of it. Right. So when I first started doing this podcast, right, we've got a team of like good pod guide people, and there's a WhatsApp group, which you've recently been added into now.
I haven't said anything yet.
I know.
But I'm currently the lurker. Every podcast chat needs a lurker. And I was just like, fine, I accept the lurker role.
Yeah. I do think you need to like have a bit of a rapport with the people. You need to know the people a little bit before you sort of chip in and make the jokes and stuff. You know, you're biding your time. But when you do start, I know you're going big. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I generally enter WhatsApp chats in a pretty big way. So yeah, who knows what I'll come up with, but it'll be something to remember in a good way.
Yeah, it'll be screen grabbable, and I will, and I'll share it on my Instagram. I've got Instagram, guys. I don't know if I've mentioned that.
And what's that handle, Lauren? Where can we find you?
Yeah, thanks so much. It's _Lauren_Celeste. Do you also want to take this opportunity to share something about your social media?
Oh, actually... Yeah, fine. Okay. I am on social media, actually. Yeah, I'm on Instagram at NatsPix. That's NatzPix.
Who's the picture in your profile picture? It's really horrible. Who is it?
It's Katie Hopkins. So I'm not Katie Hopkins. If you look at it, I'm not a Katie Hopkins.
That's so bloody weird. If you decided to promote your Twitter on here, would you promote your work Twitter, which is really serious, full of normal articles and news? Or would you promote your funny Twitter that only your friends know about?
I'm going to go for work Twitter, which is Nat Barker IH. Sorry.
Whatever. Anyway, okay, what's that?
That makes it sound like I've said things that were on my personal Twitter that were like offensive, which I haven't.
No, I've read out a few, and actually I'm planning on reading out more in the future.
Spectacularly mundane, actually, almost all the time.
Beg to differ. It's very funny. Anyway, look, I was telling a story and we've gone off track just to shamelessly promote ourselves. So WhatsApp group, really early on before you were in it, we were talking about, I think it was my first day of filming and recording. And one of the big bosses was like, oh, great, Lauren, do you know what? It'd be great if you could just do some BTS bits that we can put on social. And I kind of had one of two choices, like, I could let it slip and sort of pretend I knew and hope it didn't come up again, or I could just ask. I actually could have Googled it. And I think I did Google it, but couldn't work it out. So I just wrote back on the group like, hey, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what BTS is. Do you know what BTS stands for?
Behind the scenes, I would imagine. Oh, is it not?
So annoyed that you...
What else? What did you think it was going to be?
Well, I didn't know. I thought it was some technical thing. And it's not like I haven't been around media, but no one's ever asked me to collect BTS footage before. I'm so annoyed that you got that. I'm gutted. Anyway, what it did...
What did you go for your BTS footage?
Oh, I actually really haven't done any. I took a photo of my coffee mug.
I mean, you're on, it could be behind the sofa.
Literally just take some footage behind the sofa.
What is behind the sofa?
It's hard because I'm
money
doing
sometimes. Worth checking.
Anyway, me not knowing what this meant reminded me of a time you didn't know what something meant that I wanted to share with everyone.
And what's that?
Can I say, or do you want to say?
No, go on. I don't know what you're going to say. Go on.
Okay, so I remember you telling me that it was only recently that you realised that when somebody used the phrase prima donna, they weren't talking about the time before Madonna.
Yes. I thought it was PRE-Madonna, as in Madonna the singer. It makes complete sense. Oh, she's a bit of a prima donna. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She is exactly like what people were like before Madonna came and changed our world with Vogue.
As if Madonna is like that, like, she's not Jesus. It's not like, as of the moment of Madonna, the world is not the same.
But I don't know Latin. So I assumed, I just, my brain just was like, okay, prima donna, what's the bit of that word that I understand? Madonna, pre-Madonna, fine, go. And once you start thinking that, you will find that very rarely people use this phrase prima donna in a sentence that it wouldn't make sense for it to mean before Madonna. I was about 25.
I was too old. I had a friend, she's Irish, she works for Google, she's so funny, and she was in the Google offices in America. We are going to talk about the podcast in a sec, but she was in the Google offices in the States, and someone told her, I think someone had told her that as a child they used to have a sticker collection, and she went on to tell them all about how she used to collect rubbers as a kid, and said, like, you know, every time my mum took me to a museum, I'd buy a rubber from the gift shop. And he's there, like, thinking, like, what do they sell in the gift shops in Ireland? Obviously thinking she meant condoms. So, yeah, there's some really good ones of those out there. I can't think of any more right now, and we should probably stop talking about
them.
They're
called eggcorns. Do you know that?
Are they? Is that because once thought an acorn was an eggcorn? And that's
I guess so. Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, called an eggcorn.
Imagine. That's pretty good. Anyway, okay, so today we're talking about a podcast with a novel concept, always trying to find things that are a little bit different to discuss. And this is Trashy Divorces. It's a weekly podcast exploring famous couples, breakups and scandals. Each episode looks at two divorces from pop culture, history or politics. And it's not just sort of married couples breaking up or relationships breaking down. It's also like celeb friend feuds, the disbanding of bands, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I know that Nat is just really thrilled about this one. So I'm going to hand straight over. You can just tell us, you know, tell us what you're thinking.
Honestly, what the hell? Why is this the thing? Turn the internet off. Turn it off. We're done. We're finally done.
Stop the world.
Stop the world. I didn't like it, I'll be honest. I think I'm maybe being a bit over the top, but yeah, I didn't really like it.
I thought it was ironic that it was presented, you know, by a married couple. And those are freelance copywriter Stacey and freelance corporate trainer Alicia. Nat, have you picked out a best bit, or are you a conscientious objector?
I have a most hated bit, which is the bit where in 15 times every episode, every time they introduce a new person, she goes, "This is Mark. He was born in February. He's an Aquarius." Why do we need to know that? Every single person gets a star sign. And I don't like, because I know that some people, astrology is like something that's like a big part of their lives. And I just think, you know, whatever, you're not doing any harm, but like,
okay, I'm not into astrology, right, but for some people that may be all they need to know.
But they don't say like, he's an Aquarius, therefore, they just go, he's an Aquarius, so
I guess they assume that we all have a reasonable prior knowledge of what character traits that implies. But also, isn't there a thing where I really don't know about this, so I can't talk into it too much, but I think that some people think that certain signs go better with others. So if they're saying it in that context, maybe it's because, like, obviously this was going to break up because these two signs don't go. Is that?
I don't know. I mean, I it's not for me, the astrology thing, but that's not, I think to be honest, that was like, by the time I'm picking out criticisms like that, you know, I think we'll say as a whole, the podcast just isn't for me. I think some people, I spent quite a long time reading the reviews on one of the podcast apps, and people really do love it. So I think for a different kind of person to me, it's probably got a lot of intrigue.
Well, look, I started off with your point of view, like, what is this trash? You know, I mean, it literally calls itself trash. But then as I was scrolling through the list of episodes to, like, pick out at random, like, a few that I was going to dive into, I found myself really hoping that there would be Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie's argument in there, because I feel like there's so much that still needs to come to light about that, but it didn't. And then also, why did besties Zoella and Sprinkle of Glitter, why don't they speak anymore? Also not featured, but it is American, so you can see why. Also, I tell you what, I'm convinced there's more to come out about still. It's an oldie. Peter Andre and Katie Price, you know, if they decided to do a UK version, I'd listen to that. I think there's more to know, even, you know.
Without wanting to be too kind of moralizing and righteous. I don't know. I wondered whether like some of these things, like whether it's all that fair to be kind of like picking through people's personal relationships, because I mean the stuff that goes on that you like, you just don't know. You don't know whether, you know, there could be a darker side to some of these relationships that they're talking about in a kind of jovial, jolly way that they don't know.
Oh, you're really taking the fun out of it.
I finished that sentence and I was like, wow, that was a bit
and
much.
The fun police has made their arrest.
Yeah.
No, you're right. And we shouldn't make light of what, I mean, every relationship breakup, even if it's like 3 months, you know, long, or a marriage, is going to have some degree of pain. And it's probably not fun for those people to have a podcast dedicated to laughing at and picking apart like one of the most horrific moments in their life, potentially. I did enjoy one fact, which is nothing to do with divorces, but it, you know, they said it and I thought, oh, that's weird. Did you know that Marilyn Manson has his own brand of absinthe called Mansynth?
I did not know that, and I shall tell many people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good pub chat fodder. You're not good at doing the scripted bits.
There are 118 episodes of this. And they're each an hour long. So there's lots. If this is your thing, there's a lot of content to get through. And I would say, you know, clearly I'm not a big fan, but some of the research they've done is definitely quite interesting. They've been quite thorough. So I can imagine that for some people, it might be right up your street.
Yeah, I don't have the same passionate hatred as Nat, but I do agree that there are probably better uses of all of our time. In the next episode, my mate Nat is back and we're talking about the podcast 99% Invisible, but also about skateboarding. More info is available in the show notes. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard, like, subscribe and leave a positive review. We really appreciate it.